Was an unreleased number that nobody's ever heard, and everybody would hate it. It was about a certain schism within the church in the 17th century in France. Great big deal in the 17th century church. Oh my! There was much disagreement. Many people left their rectories and their abbeys over it. You won't be hearing that one. You'll be hearing a song by a country full of Protestants. When I say by a country, I mean by some people representing that country. You know, I once played at a bar where the DJ from Ace of Base used to DJ. I think the indie kids were a little embarrassed when that was what I was like. They were like, so, how do you feel about being in Gothenburg? I was like, has Ace of Base been here? Oh yes, Joker used to DJ here. He's kind of a Nazi, you know? I was like, Joker used to DJ here? I've got a new life. You would hardly recognize me. How the fuck does this goddamn song go? I'm so glad I had a person like you bring me joy. Why should I bother when you're not the one for me? Is it not enough? I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Love is demanding without. And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. And no one's gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong. I feel like positively certain I've told you this story before. But the first time Rachel Ware and I went out to the Midwest, to see if people wanted to hear the mountain goats any place other than Pomona in San Francisco. We went up to Columbus, Ohio. There were 10 people at that show. They seemed to enjoy themselves. And one of them was taping. You can still find the show if you really want to hear it. And then on the way back, we heard Ace of Base on the radio, and the people who were driving with us tried to change the station. And I was like, no, wait, yeah, that's Ace of Base. And they were like, what? I was like, no, that's my favorite band. At the time, the big bands in the indie world were Pavement and the Arches of Loaf. But I personally was an Ace of Base fan. So I made my case and we stopped at a Sam Goody in Bloomington where I was born. And we picked up the entire album, which I already owned back home in Claremont. But you can't give enough money to the Ace of Base, no matter what you do. And I slipped the cassette into the tape deck in the car. And we listened to that album for 3 hours straight. Listen. Under the pale moon for so many years, I wonder who you are. How could a person like you bring me joy? Under the pale moon poetry, where I see a lot of stars. I
saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, love is demanding.
You are.
guys kind of earned an extra bonus. This will be the last one. We just have to wait until John and Peter get word that I'm waiting for them. So, John and Peter, if you can hear me up there in the Elysian fields of the dressing room, please come and join me so we can play rock music for the people out here. And we will do that. I don't know how much further I can extend this sentence. I mean, I can do my best, but it will feature a lot of semicolons and awkward comma splices. Yet, must I continue my attempt to draw out this increasingly awkward sentence as I wait for my boys, Mr. Peter Hughes, presently hugging someone at the side of the stage, and Mr. John Horster, one of the finest drummers that indie rock has ever fucking seen.
I was halfway to the hotel. In my shirt.
Look, there's a general rule that nobody gets to hear this song anymore. We kind of burned out on it a little bit, so I hope that you enjoy it. I'm going to give it everything I got. When I say that I burned out on it a little bit, though, I don't mean I'm going to be sitting here phoning this shit in. I'm going to give you what I got.